especially fruit. A lot of these families would have hundreds of carts of fruit. And because you couldn't go to the store and buy stuff, and they were pretty self-sufficient in those days, pretty independent.
Lots of, my mom still puts up different kinds of fruits and stuff.
Yeah.
What do you call the red vegetable that goes underground? It's kind of round.
Beet.
And yeah. How about the stuff that like pumpkins and the.
Well, they had squash and.
What different kinds of squash did they?
Well, mostly Hubbard back in those days, but banana squash, I can't remember when they come in. They're a good one. And there's other kinds, but mostly Hubbard's way back.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good one. I like that one. Okay. When you bottled the fruit, what did you put the fruit in? What do you call the seed? For different kinds
stones.
Of fruits. Okay. Stones.
And pits.
Stones and pits. Different kinds of peaches?
Well, as long as I remember, there's been lemon Albertas, and they're still pretty popular, but there's other varieties that's come in lately that they've bred up in these schools and bred them up.
Or hybrid.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they have anything to do with the pit or the stone? They call them anything?
Well, I don't know exactly what they mean.
Well, they call some clinging stone. And
oh yeah, there's clinging stones and another variety is the hails. They're popular. There's been hails about as long as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But they liked the lemon Albertas because they didn't seem to bruise so much. For putting up fresh.
Shipping them.
Yeah, ship better.
Mm-hmm. And then out of some of the other fruits and the berries and stuff, they'd make jams and.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Jam, I guess, has the fruit in it, and what do you call the other stuff you make out of just the juice?
Oh. Well, some of them make jelly, and there's just juice, I guess you'd call it. Tomato juice.
What different kinds of, I guess you had to make your own bread. What kind of bread did you make?
Mostly white. My wife still makes bread all the time. I've been trading one loaf of homemade bread for the whole store for us.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
Did she ever make other kinds?
Yeah, they made whole wheat and part whole wheat.
How about with the really yellow bread, what do you call it?
Cornmeal? No, we didn't ever make any of that.
Okay. What do you put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Okay. For what types of things did they drink besides water and milk?
Well, I guess some of them drank beer and some liquor.
Okay, what did they call? During the days of Prohibition, what did they
Moonshine.
Did they have any of that going on around here?
Oh, there was a little moonshine going on, and mostly bootleg beer.
Huh.
When they did. Back in those days before Prohibition.
Did they ever drink any, Cokes and any of that when you were young? Or?
There was very little soft drinks. A few families made malt beer, and quite a few of them made boot beer.
Mm-hmm.
But very little soft drinks.
Kind of expensive or just hard to get?
Well, people weren't in the habit of drinking them like they are now, and I guess it's probably too expensive, and they didn't ever drink them.
Huh. What would you call your wife makes something in a dish and puts it in the oven?
Casserole.
Yeah.
You
call that anything else?
I don't know. They put them in a Pyrex. There's different things you can make.
How about when you get together with your family out here and cook on charcoal? What do you call that?
Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see. And with the apples, did you ever, you know, you'd eat or sell the good apples, and what do you make with the bad apples?
Well, we never made any cider, but some of them did. Some of them made cider. Most of them stored their apples in a good, cool place.